Hey there, writers, and welcome back to the Well-Storied podcast. My name is Christine Kiefer, and this podcast is where I translate articles from the Well-Storied blog into audio so you can listen in on the go. If you don't know, Well-Storied is where I share articles and resources that help writers craft sensational novels and build their very best writing lives. As we often do on Monday, today we are diving back into the blog archives, where I've chosen an old article to give a quick update, a refresh, and I'm sharing it now here with you again here on the podcast. In the month of August, we've also been covering all of our articles on editing and revising over on the blog, and today is no different. Today we are talking about how to identify and cut your story's filler. And so without any further ado, if you would like to read along as you listen in, make sure to head on over to well-storied.com/filler, and let's get started. How to identify and cut your story's filler. Have you ever read a novel that was far too indulgent for its own good? Perhaps the plot dragged on and on, or the prose meandered, or the author spent a highly unnecessary amount of time on worldbuilding or the color of their character's hair. Maybe you weren't exactly sure where the author went wrong, but you know the book could have been at least 50 pages shorter. A touch of fluff bears little consequence, of course, but too much filler can easily weigh a story down. Knowing how onerous such indulgent stories can be, it's time we took a look at our own manuscripts and the fluff that may be lurking within. How can you identify and cut your story's filler? Let's discuss today, writers. First, we need to answer one simple question. What is filler content exactly? From our introduction today, we've established that filler content, or fluff, is an overindulgence that leads to a story padded with unnecessary content. Filler can appear anywhere. In plot arcs, in prose, in exposition and description, in dialogue, and even among a cast of characters and themes. In essence, filler content is that which doesn't serve a purpose. It has no true bearing on the story, and thus removing it would have little to no effect on the story overall. In fact, cutting such content can only really make a story better. But what kinds of purposes can each of your story's passages fulfill? Let's take a look. Purpose number one, a passage can deepen characterization. Bringing characters to life on the page is incredibly important. If readers don't first make a connection with your characters, they simply won't care about your story's conflict and its consequences. Thus, scenes, descriptions, conversations, and expository passages that lend themselves to deepening readers' understanding of your characters will always serve an important role in your story. Purpose number two, a passage can show character development. Bringing characters to life on the page is important, as is showing how those characters develop as a direct result of your story's conflicts. Such development often plays directly into theme and gives your story some vital emotional depth and weight, even in the most lighthearted of tales. Purpose number three, a passage can discuss theme. Themes are the topics discussed throughout a story, and they often appear whether or not an author consciously builds them into their work. Taking the time to weave established themes into your story, however, can lend to that very same emotional depth and weight we discussed a moment ago. Purpose number four, a passage can advance the plot. In the same way that character development advances a character's internal journey, passages that advance your plot help maintain the pace of your external story and keep readers and characters rolling toward the final climax. Purpose number five, a passage can ground readers in the story. Characters and conflict cannot take place in a vacuum. Exposition is an easy place to overwrite, yet a story that doesn't ground its readers in a specific world via a little necessary description and narration will only leave readers feeling afloat instead. Purpose number six, a passage can transition between scenes. On occasion, a few lines may accomplish none of the purposes listed above, yet still serve one very key purpose, transition. By switching locations, showing a change in atmosphere or a passage of time, or shifting point of view characters, transitions are often a very necessary piece of the literary puzzle. Each of the passages in your story should be packed with purpose, as should individual lines of dialogue and description, and even characters and themes themselves. There is certainly a thin line between writing what you love and knowing when it's time to let go of that which you love in the name of telling a better story. I won't attempt to tell you where that line stands, but I would encourage you to question whether each individual element in your story serves a purpose. If you aren't sure, it's likely time to kill your darlings and cut it from your manuscript. If your story just doesn't work without that element, however, you'll know it wasn't filler after all. But what about the filler in our prose? We know how to identify and cut the filler in our story's content, its passages and the story elements that comprise the narrative as a whole. But did you know that filler can also find its way into our prose? Though a Spartan writing style certainly isn't right for every author and every story, brevity always has its place. Why use three words when one would do, after all? Overwriting, ill-used metaphors, and an overindulgence in weak adjectives and adverbs are all, among other issues, a form of writerly fluff. As is purple prose. Writers often make use of this elaborate and flowery language in an attempt to sound skillful, without actually achieving that end. There's nothing wrong with working to write beautiful and inspired language, of course, but clarity will trump complexity any day. So don't leave readers bent beneath the weight of an overly complex writing style, okay? Fortunately, these issues are often merely a result of writing inexperience. As you continue to practice the craft, make an effort to examine and strengthen your prose, cutting unnecessary lines and considering the purpose each word lends in telling the very best version of your story. Practice really does make perfect in this context, writer. Or, at the very least, a little less fluff. Thank you for listening in to today's episode of The Podcast Writers. Just so you know before we go any further, if you had any questions about the certain topics and concepts we discussed today, such as the many purposes that passages can serve, character development, theme, plot structure, etc., I have linked a ton of extra articles for you in today's episode transcript at well-droid.com/filler. So make sure to check that out. I'll leave that link for you in today's episode description as well. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to go ahead and subscribe to the podcast, and don't forget to leave a quick rating and review if you have a moment to spare. Every little rating and review goes a long way towards helping the podcast grow, gain more visibility, and keeps me running this show. So yeah, that would mean a lot to me if you were able to take a moment to leave your own rating or review. If you like supporting some of your favorite creators, and Well Storied and the Well Storied podcast happen to be something that you enjoy, do consider becoming a part of the Well Storied Patreon team. Over on Patreon, if you don't know, you can support your favorite creators for as little as $1 a month. And I use the monthly pledges given by my own Well Storied patrons to help cover the cost and expenses involved in running all of the free content I create at Well Storied, including this podcast. So if you would like to help support the podcast and all that I create for Well Storied for as little as $1 a month, make sure to head on over to patreon.com/wellstoried. All right, writers, that's everything I have for you today. I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and I will see you guys next time. Until then, happy writing.